This Shabbat is Shabbat Shekalim, and that means that Purim's very soon, and it also means that Pesach's not that far off either. Where do we get the concept of Shabbat Shekalim from? So the Mishnah Masechet Megillah Daf Kaf Tet Amud Aleph says Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot B'Shabbat Korim B'Parashat Shekalim. That if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbat, we lay in Parashat Shekalim. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday, then Makdim in the Sha'avar, we read Parashat Shekalim on the previous Shabbat. What does it mean that we lay in Parashat Shekalim? So the Gemara and Amud Bet actually has two opinions as to what it means. According to one opinion, it means that we don't have a Parashat HaShavua this week, and exclusively we read Parashat Shekalim. Obviously, it would need to be lained a number of times so that you can call up seven people. Whereas the other opinion, which is the opinion that we follow, is that Parashat Shekalim is read in addition to the Parashat HaShavua, and the only thing that is pushed off is the Haftarah. So there's no Haftarah this week for Parashat Vayakel, and only a Haftarah for Parashat Shekalim. What's the reason for reading Parashat Shekalim? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikrai Kodesh, he points out that according to Rashi and the Meiri, Parashat Shekalim was read even in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, and it was a way of informing the people that they now had to bring their Machatzit HaShekel to the Beit HaMikdash as their contribution towards the sacrificial order that was renewed every Nisan. And during Adar, they would bring the Machatzit HaShekel. So right at the beginning of the month, they would lay Parashat Shekalim to remind people of this obligation. And he says that according to this explanation, then nowadays the reason why we lay in Parashat Shekalim is Zeichel HaMikdash, is to reenact what was done in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they lay in Shekalim on this Shabbat, and so we're also going to lay in it on this Shabbat. But he points out that the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Hambet and also the Lavush, they say that the reason why we lay in Parashat Shekalim is because of Shalma Farim Sefatenu, meaning that nowadays we can't bring the Machat HaShekel. The mitzvah Machatzit HaShekel doesn't exist. There's no collection for the temple coffers. But we want to do something that will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognize that we would want to fulfill this mitzvah and should regard it as if we have fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore we read the Pesukim instead. And it's not Zeichel HaMikdash of what was actually done, but it's to commemorate and to reenact, as it were, the actual bringing of the Shekalim. There are a number of points which are discussed by the Poskim about Parashat Shekalim. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of where they didn't realise that they were supposed to lay in Shekalim, and then after they've already read the Haftarah, they suddenly remember, oh, this is Shabbat Shekalim, we should lay in it. So they have to take out the second Sefer Torah, and they have to lay in Shekalim and read the Haftarah. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if they didn't realise till the following Shabbat, so then they've missed it. You can't make it up after that Shabbat. And other poskim discuss what if they don't realise till Mincha time. They didn't lay in Shekalim in the morning. When they come back to shul for Mincha, somebody says, oh, we had guests tonight. So they said in their shul, they lay in Shekalim this week. And they go, oh, goodness, you know, that's right. We should have lain Shekalim. So whether you can read it at Mincha or once Mincha time's arrived, then you've missed it as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Pei Hei Se'if Aleph says that the Haftarah for Shabbat Shekalim is Vayichrot Yehoyada, which is from Melachim Bet, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. However, the Tor and the Lavush, they actually say that you start a few Pasukim later, and you start Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Aleph Ben Sheva Shanim Yehoash B'molcho, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's the Minhag. But the fact that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make any comment about what the Shulchan Aruch says indicates that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that we should start Vayikrot Yehoshua Yehoyada. And the question is, what's the point of this machloket? So there's a halacha in Siman Reish Pei Daled that a haftarah should always have 21 psukim, unless the topic is finished in less than 21 psukim. You should have 21 psukim corresponding to 3 psukim of the Haftarah for each of the 7 statutory aliyot that you have in the Torah. So the question here is, clearly the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura, they note that to start Ben Sheva Shanim in Peret Yud Beth Pasuk Aleph, that only gives you 17 psukim. So they added on a further 4 psukim to give 21 psukim. But the Levush and the Tor and the Aruch HaShulchan, they think that these extra 4 psukim, in actual fact, they've got nothing to do with really the Shekalim, and it's just introduction, but nothing to do with the donations that were made to the building of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it's not relevant to read them. I do prefer that we should follow that Minhag of Vayikra, starting at Vayikrot Yehoyada, and that gives us 21 psukim. The Darchei Moshe quotes in the name of the Maharil that there's no Haskarat Neshamot, no memorial prayers recited on Shabbat Shekalim or any of the Arba Parashiyot. That's what the Mishnah Brura says as well. The Mishnah Brura also brings two minhagim about saying Av HaRachamim on the Shabbatot. The Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why you don't have Haskarat Neshamot is because of Simcha. But to be honest, I don't understand exactly what the Simcha is that we're talking about. Is there Simcha on the Arba Parashiyot that stops us saying memorial prayers? The Mishnah Brura also points out that on the Arba Parashiyot, many communities say Yotzrot extra piyotim in the Tefillah, but on all of the Arba Parashiyot, there are piyotim in Shachrit, but in Musaf, it's only on Shekalim and HaKodesh that you have piyotim, and indeed, very few communities nowadays say these piyotim at all. Ad Kan.